Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. This is the second of the four things of Chanina Skana Kaihanim testified to us on. Things that he remembered from the Kaihanim and the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, our tour of Shas continues now. It's really to Masechtes Zvachim. The hides, the skins of certain karbanos are given to Kaihanim. Basically, for the most part, Kodshei Kodashim. Like a carbon oil, carbon chattas, carbon asham. The skins go to the kehan. So after the behemoth is shechted and after their blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, they were skinned and they took the skin off. Certain inside parts were burnt on the mizbeach and the hides, the skins, were given to the kehan. But what happens if the carbon becomes pasul? Does the skin still go to the kehan? So it depends. If the carbon became pasul, when the skin was still attached, when it was still on the animal. So the skin is left on the animal, and it's burnt together with it. But if the carbon became possible after the animal was skinned, after the hide was taken off, the psul doesn't affect the skin. Rather, the skin is still given to the kahanim as usual. Now, the shayla in our Mishnah is going to be as follows. What happens if we have a carbon where lemaisit became possible when the skin was still on the animal, but we didn't find out about it until after the skin was removed? For example, the Bat Tanura explains, after we took the skin off the animal, we checked inside and we found out that the animal was treifa. That means it couldn't live for 12 months. Really, you have to check every animal, even if it's not a carbon, to make sure it's not treifa, but for a carbon, for sure, it passels it. So on the one hand, this psul was there before the skin came off, but we didn't know about it till after it came off. So Zakta Mishnah Amar Avchanina Skana Kehanim Miyamai. All my days, meaning when I was in the Beis HaMikdash, Loi Re'isi, I have not seen or Yoytze LeBeis HaSreifa. I didn't see that they should burn in the Beis HaMikdash, in a special place where they would burn kachim that became pasul. This type of skin. In other words, even though the psul happened when it was still on the animal, this animal could have been treifa for who knows how long. But because we didn't find out about it till after the skin was off, the skin was not burnt. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Omer Rabbi Akiva Mitvar of Lemadnu, from the words of Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, with this halacha that he just taught us, we can learn out. Again, a small hagdam is necessary. That's what Masechtas Idyos is all about. We have to keep giving small hagdamas because every Mishnah talks about different things. Abchar. The firstborn, boy, baby of a cow, sheep, or goat, automatically gets a kedusha as it's born. It has to be given to a kayin, and he brings it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if the p'char receives a mum, it becomes blemished, and it can't be brought as a carbon, the kayin can shecht it anywhere and eat it. But l'maisa, the p'char has kedusha. And even when it receives a mum, you can't just treat it like any meat. He can shecht it and eat it. He can't work with it. He can't shear its wool. And another halacha is that the only time the kohen can use the skin, he can use the skin to make coats, to make carpets, to make shoes, but only if the p'char was shechted properly and its meat is kosher. But if the animal died without shechita, memela, of course, the meat will never be mutter. The skin, the hide, is also usher to the kohen. Now, what's the din? If a kohen has a p'char, received a blemish. Now, I want you to understand something. This is important. There's a mum, which means it received a blemish, and there's treifa. They're two separate things. Treifa means the animal can't live for 12 months. That would make any meat unkosher. Then there are blemishes. There are certain blemishes that the animal can still live. And if it's just shechted for your regular supper, even for your Shabbos Suda, it's fine, as long as it's chulin. But for a carbon, it's pasul. So remember the difference. There's a mum, which is only pasul for a carbon, and there's treifa, which means it can't live for 12 months. So now, I have a behemoth, receives a mum. As far as I know, it's still kosher. And for the kayin, okay, it doesn't have to be marked as a carbon. He shechts it, we look inside, we see it's treifa. Certain things you can't tell till after you shecht. There's a problem with the lungs inside. How could you tell? Can't tell from the outside. So what happens now? Can the kohen, after he finds that the inside is treifa, can he use the skin or not? So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Midvarav Lamadnu, from Rav Chanina's words, we can learn out, Shamapshin is a b'char. Someone skins a b'char. V'nimsa treifa, and then it turns out it's treifa. Sheyoyosu ha-kehanim ba'oidai. Even though Lamaisa, the Shechita is not good, but the Kehanim can still have benefit from the hide. Because at the time of Shechita, as far as we knew, this carbon was still kosher. By the time we found out that the animal is possible, the hide was already taken off. So Rav Chanina's Kanaganim says under these circumstances, he never saw them burn the skin, so it probably went to the Kayan. Here too, by the Pchar, the Kayan should get to keep the skin. It doesn't have to be burnt. As I zok Rabbi Akiva. Even though the fact is that the Shechita doesn't help us to eat the Basar, because it turned out that it was Treifa inside. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Chanina's Psak. The Chachamim Aymrim, look, listen to Rav Chanina's words. He's not saying for sure that he saw such a case. The animal turned out to be treifa, but because when the skin was taken off, we still thought it was kosher, that it went to the kayin. Chanina never said he saw such a case beferish. All you said was, lo yireinu, I never saw them burn it in such a case. So lo yireinu ein arayah. Literally, we have not seen, that's not a proof. Just because Rav Chanina never saw skin being taken out on its own to be burnt, that doesn't prove that it did not or could not happen. Maybe it just never happened in Rav Chanina's times, that a carbon was found to be treifa after the hide was removed. Or maybe it did happen, says the Batanura, and the hide was taken out to be burnt, it's just that Rav Chanina didn't see it. So Ella, rather, the Chachamim say, if this happens, if it turns out the animal was treifa, even though we only find out that it's possible after the skin was removed, yoytze leveses treifa. The kahanim don't get it. It's taken out to the special place to be burnt. Lamaisa the psul was there before it was skinned. Zakta batanur. The halach is like Rabbi Akiva by Abchar bal mum. If an expert says, oh, this is a mum, and the kayan shechts it, removes the hide, and then we see it's treifa, he still keeps the hide. At the time we shechted, we thought it was good. But it has to dafka be when an expert says it's a mum. And the halach is like the chachanim by kachim. Let's say it was a pchar that doesn't have a mum. And we shechted it as a carbon. And then it turned out to be treifa. The meat is buried and the ur is burnt. It does not go to the kaihan. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. The skin of kachi kadashim animals, for the most part, goes to the kaihanim. If the carbon is possible, it does not. What happens if we only find out that the carbon is possible after the skin was taken off? Let's say, the time of Shechita, we thought everything is okay. We did everything right. All the avoidance the carbon needs. Took off the skin, but then we find out it's treifa. Says of Chanina, I never saw them burn the ar under those circumstances. Zok Rabbi Akiva, same should be true for a pchar, then. If there's a blemish on a pchar, so the kayin has a right to shecht it. It's just a blemish. It's not treifa. He can use it. He can eat the meat. Shechts it, takes off the skin, then finds out, looks inside and sees it's treifa. So Rabbi Akiva, so for the same reason, you can keep the yard, because at the time we shechted it, we thought it was good. The Chachamim say, look, even Rav Chanina never said that in such a case, when they found out that the animal was treifa after the skin was taken off, he never said that he saw Beferish that gave it to the Kehanim. He just said he never saw them burn it. It could be such a case never happened, that they only found that it was treifa after the skin was taken off, or it could be they Taka did burn it, but Rav Chanina didn't see it. So Loi Re'inu, say the Chachamim, by saying, I just didn't see, in a raya, that isn't 100% proof.